At the May 2nd Pocahontas County Commission meeting, Commissioner Rubinsky provided an update on the new county EMS ambulance organization. He said the county ambulance service has recently passed all its required state inspections, which were one of the last obstacles before they can actually begin providing ambulance responses. The very last obstacle is that they are still waiting for the approval letter from the U.S. Drug Enforcement Agency, the DEA, which will authorize their medics to stock the ambulance with and use controlled life-saving or pain-relieving drugs when they respond to an emergency medical call. Rubinsky said he cannot predict when the DEA will provide this written authorization, but hopes it will be soon. Additionally, at this meeting, the commissioners approved their revised agreement with the West Virginia Department of Natural Resources, or DNR, for the county to lease the campground and a few acres around it of the Handley Wildlife Management Area. The commissioners had previously approved a copy of the agreement sent to them by the DNR. However, that copy did not include the required statement that it had been approved by the state attorney general. So, at this meeting, the commissioners needed to approve the revised agreement. Commissioner Walt Helmick explained the improvements already done to their part of the Handley property, as well as some planned future improvements. He said they have improved and installed site numbers to the 15 original RV campsites and improved the road into and around those sites, relocated the ball field, and they have been working on improving the water system. Future projects include having the DNR continue to monitor the water conditions at the lake. The county will put stone and gravel on the roads, and they plan on having the campsites ready for occupancy by the end of May. They will also be setting up a self-service box-style camping fee collection system. Helmick also explained why the commission chose to move ahead with these improvements to the Handley property themselves, rather than wait on a decision from Parks and Recreation as to whether they could handle the added responsibility of administering the property. Helmick said they decided that the commission could move faster on this. Additionally, at the meeting, the commissioners approved the request of County Prosecutor Terry Helmick to hire Jamie Hill to fill a vacant position in her office. Hill will start on May 3rd with a salary of $36,000 per year with full-time benefits. They appointed Teresa Sheets to fill the North Central Community Actions public sector seat. The commissioners reviewed and approved the deed received from the Pocahontas Memorial Hospital and from the county's building commission for 2 acres of land behind the hospital. This will be the site where the new 911 center and EMS facility will be built. Now that the lease has been approved, it can be recorded by the county clerk's office. They approved of and issued a resolution to proceed with the court security grant. The commissioners appointed Tiffany Long as a county coroner. She is an EMT and attended nursing school. And they voted to approve Ann Walker's contribution request on behalf of Experience the Arts, a nonprofit organization. The commissioners contributed $4,500, which will be used to support the 6th annual Art in the Park event at Watoga State Park, which will be held on Labor Day weekend. Tim Walker, Allegheny Mountain Radio News.